Good morning, and a happy blessed Christmas to you all. The order of service on this Christmas day is found in printed in your service bulletin, and please note that the second to the last hymn on the last page, 711, all the others are in the Lutheran service book. 711 will be found in the tan hymnal. We open our service with prayer. O God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whose grace we celebrate the birth of our Savior, we come into your presence with holy joy, for you've gloriously fulfilled your promises given to our first parents after the fall, and to all those who waited in hope for your salvation. Accept the humble tribute of praise that we bring before you on this Christmas day. Grant that through the birth of your Son, we may be born again in the Spirit unto the blessed hope of everlasting life. Amen. Please stand. O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth shall
shout for praise. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
First,
sing to the Lord, praise his name. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness.
Let us pray. Lord God, gracious Father, who in the fullness of time sent your Son to assume our flesh and become our brother, We thank you for your truth and fatherly goodness in giving us this Savior, by whose birth we are delivered from sin, death, Satan, and hell. And we beseech you, keep us until the end in true knowledge of our Redeemer, that with all the holy angels we may rejoice at his nativity and behold him together with you and the Holy Spirit in glory and majesty forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. This morning we will be sharing various scriptures together in response of readings drawn from various passages from the Old and New Testaments. We begin with the first part of the service in which we remember the prophecies of our Savior. God said, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. God made this promise to Abraham, in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. A star shall come out of Jacob. Moses said, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. Isaiah said, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, Isaiah also wrote, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Hymn 379. Now a selection of verses in which we recount and remember Jesus' birth. Luke writes, "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered." So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And now a relating of the birth announcement of our Savior as made that night to the shepherds. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And behold,
an angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people.
For there is born to you this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
And this will be the sign to you. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
the last part of the Christmas story, in which we recall how not only did the angels of God the great glad tidings tell, but then also the shepherds, in seeing the Christ child, went out and shared the good news of the gospel, even as we today are privileged to do. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. Now a selection of verses that highlights the precious meaning of the Christ child's birth. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.
For
Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him.
If God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
Thank you.
Please rise. Our text on this Christmas Day morning is recorded in John's first epistle in the first chapter, verses 9, 10, and 14 of chapter 4, where we read, "In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world." So far the text. Name of the Bethlehem Christ Child, dear friends, familiar custom that we have at Christmas time is gift giving. The meaning of the custom, how it developed, and why it continues to be observed year after year is not hard to comprehend. It's a way by which we are able to communicate to others in a tangible way that we care about them. What gives value to the presents that we receive at Christmas time isn't their monetary cost, is it? They may not even be worth much in terms of dollars, but because we view them as an expression of the love that the giver has for the recipient. Even little children, though they be unable to articulate it, understand the value of the presents that they unwrap and open up at Christmas is because they're given by parents and others who love them. Another reason for the Christmas gift-giving tradition, in fact, the main reason for us as Christians, it's a way that we're able to express our gratitude to our God who in his love presented us with the best Christmas gift ever. Our text from 1 John speaks about this to us in a very glorious way, and we want to consider it briefly this morning under the theme, how can we remember the meaning of Christmas? So how can we remember the meaning of Christmas? Well, one way is by asking the Lord to help keep etched on our memories and hearts the precious gospel truths that lay behind our Christmas traditions. We don't have time today to talk about all these traditions, of which there are many, but there's one in particular I'd like to have us focus on today, and that is the decking of our homes and church with a Christmas tree. I read somewhere that Martin Luther was among the first to use the Christmas tree as a home decoration. As the story goes, while Luther was out on a walk one night during the Christmas season, he happened to notice some evergreens shimmering beautifully in the moonlight, and so he decided to cut one down, bring it back to his house, decorate it with shining candles. And after putting it up in his house, he called his children into the room and said, "I put this tree up inside our home, children, to remind us all of the brightness of Christmas and its message of our Savior's birth. Our world would be in deep darkness, eternal darkness, were it not for our loving God who gave his Son at Christmas to be our light and the light of the whole world." So that's one thing we can do to remember the true meaning of Christmas. When you look at your tree, think about sweet Bible verses like the one in our text, verse 9, that says, "In this God's love was manifested towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into our world that we might live through him." And there's more we can learn from the custom of decking the halls with a Christmas tree. It can serve to remind us of course, why Jesus had to come here in the first place, and that it was by a tree whose fruit was forbidden that Satan introduced death to our world when Adam and Eve were tricked into listening to his tempting voice. But then it was by another tree, the wooden cross of Calvary, that Christ Jesus overcame the evil one and sin, death, and hell for every one of us. And the word that John uses in our text to convey this heavenly truth is a truly meaningful and special one. It's in verse 10 where we read, "In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." The Greek word that's translated propitiation refers to the cover on the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies of the temple, where the blood of a sacrificial animal was sprinkled once a year on the Day of Atonement, a sacred rite that signified that there would be the blood of a very special victim, which would be offered someday, by which God's anger over sin would be appeased and our guilt expiated, that is, atoned for. So every Christmas tree you see at this season of the year in storefronts, front windows of homes, in your own home, here at church, can and should serve as a blessed reminder of the blood that the baby Jesus later shed on the tree of the cross to expiate our sin before our God, that nails and spear would pierce him through and the cross be borne for me and you. A couple other things a Christmas tree can remind us of. The point at the top where you put the star or the angel, whatever your family tradition is, which is aimed upward, can be a reminder to us that he came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all. He, our great God, is the one, amazingly, who found his shelter in a stable and whose cradle was a stall. The one who was of the Father's love begotten ere the worlds began to be, who's the Alpha and the Omega, the source, the ending of the things that are and have been in future years shall see. With the poor and the mean and lowly, you and me lived on earth, our Savior, holy. And what can the twinkling light strings of the tree remind us? Well, like Luther taught his children, that Jesus is the true light who gives light to everyone who comes into the world. He came to his own and his own did not receive him, but as many as who did receive him, to them he gave the right, the privilege, to become God's own children to those who trust in his Savior name. And the assortment of decorations, the Christman ornaments, the draped tinsel, all the colorful ornaments of varying shapes and sizes can remind us of the beauty of the crown of everlasting life that the Christ child obtained for us, which has become yours through faith. Oh, and one other thing, Christmas tree can remind us of, just as a tree that has been cut from its nourishment source, its roots. It's going to die and its needles turn brown and brittle. And a side might be, I remember when I was a child at home and it was like getting close to Easter time and I was instructed by probably my mom to do some vacuuming in the living room, and I was vacuuming in the corner. There's some needles in the corner from Christmas, all brown and brittle. That's what happens to trees, needles, when they're chopped down, those trees are cut down. So we would lose our Christian sturdiness and durability if we were to become disconnected from Christ. He is the one who enables us to retain our resilience, our greenness, attractiveness to God, who blesses us through His holy word with ability to retain the true Christmas spirit, genuine Christmas joy, also in trials and troubles that we experience. Jesus, and He alone, He's the one who enables us to flourish in every condition of life, to maintain our Christian contentment, and to keep on decking the halls of our hearts with the lovely foliage so attractive to God of kindness, patience, goodness, faithfulness, and other fruits of the Spirit for the praise of His name. So may God bless us this Christmastide and into the new year. May He enable us to remember and rejoice in the heartwarming, soul-cheering message and meaning of the festival of our Lord's birth. Amen. And the grace and peace of the Bethlehem Christ Child abide with us all. Amen. Let us pray. O God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we offer our thanks and praise to You for appointing a time for the sending of Your holy child Jesus and for fulfilling Your every promise by sending that Savior as true God begotten of You from eternity and true man born of a woman. We give thanks to You for the revelation of Your love in the Christ child and for the blessed promise that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Help each of us to enter into the true joys of this season and to welcome the Savior into our hearts. Grant also, O Father, that the whole earth may come to faith in the manger child and know Him as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. We pray that people the world over may acknowledge Mary's child as Lord and Savior, true God incarnate. Let the light of this truth reach the hardest of hearts and the most stubborn of wills. Let it shatter the wretched idolatry and godless ideology of men, and let it pierce the darkness of all who dwell in the shadow and fear of death. Grant that the glad tidings of Christmas may be born into each home, and that young and old may know the greatest gift of all, the child of Bethlehem. Teach us all to have restraint with regard to pleasure in earthly gifts, focusing our attention on the wonder of our highest heavenly gift in Christ. Dear Lord, look with compassion on all who are in any want or need. Be with the lonely and forsaken, the sick and the troubled, the sorrowing and the dying. Keep them mindful of the powerful comfort of the child who is Emmanuel, God with us. Grant them faith to know that You are the deliverer of Your people, their help in every trouble. All this we pray in the name of Jesus, in whom alone is hope and salvation. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide with you all.